Yes, some consumers who are booking vacation rentals find themselves victims of a bait-and-switch scam where the scammer lists a vacation rental under an incorrect address. Some rental owners do this to skirt local regulations on short-term rentals and will usually send the consumer a follow-up message to give them the real address. However, others create fake listings for rentals that aren't as pictured or don't exist at all to cheat consumers out of their money. Vacationers have shown up at the wrong address, suitcases in hand, only to find that their rental isn't where it should be or doesn't exist. Major vacation rental companies typically have safeguards to prevent scams and protect payments, but scammers are savvy and sometimes slip through the cracks. Luckily, there are ways to see if your rental is legitimate before you book. A good rule of thumb is to always verify the address of your rental with public records. BBB has these tips to avoid vacation rental bait and switch scams. First, plan ahead. Give yourself plenty of time to do research, and when it's time to pick a rental, be wary of any owners or companies who try to pressure you into snap decisions. The best deals are usually available in advance anyway. Also, make smart web searches. Avoid broad searches like best deals or cheapest rates. These can sometimes lead to imposter websites that look official but aren't. Make sure the URL is correct before booking. And if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Be wary of low prices paired with supposedly outstanding amenities, especially if they're cheaper than similar options. Also, be sure to check out companies with BBB. Check out any travel company in advance at BBB.org to see if they're an accredited business and read complaints or reviews from previous customers. And make sure the listing and address are real. When you find a property you like, use public records like Google Street View to confirm the property matches the one advertised, and verify distances to beaches, attractions, and airports. Also, do a quick internet search to make sure the same photo of the property doesn't appear in different places. And check the website for links to the company's social media accounts. Scammers will often link to Facebook.com instead of Facebook.com/their company name. If they do have social media accounts, see if any other users have left complaints. And look for mistakes on the website. Typos, pixelated images, or missing contact information are potential red flags. Also, try to speak with the owner. No matter how you book, contact the owner to confirm your reservation. Major rental companies verify properties and offer safe ways for you to chat with rental owners. If you are not using a major company, make sure to call the owner. Don't just use email. Scammers often don't live locally, so a phone call is an opportunity to ask the owner detailed questions about the property and local attractions. Vague answers are a red flag. And don't leave the rental platform. Scammers sometimes try to get vacationers to leave major rental company websites, saying they can get them a better deal offline. Don't leave the platform. This is probably an attempt to skirt taxes or evade the rental company's scam protection measures, and you could lose money to a scam. Finally, pay with a credit card so you're able to dispute if something goes wrong. Do not wire money or use a prepaid debit card. Once the money is sent, there's no way to get it back. Visit bbb.org/travel for more tips to help you plan a safe, fun vacation.